Welcome to day 125. We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Again, this is the last Perek of Maseches Kilayim, and we're continuing on the topic of Kilai Begadim, which is Kilayim when it comes to clothing. And the only halacha, or the only type of mixture that is usher, we saw this yesterday, it exclusively applies to wool and linen woven together. That is called shatnez. So our Mishnah is going to discuss cases where it either does or doesn't apply. Says Mishnah Gimel, Mitbechos Hayadayim, when it comes to hand towels, or Mitbechos HaSfarim, or covers for Sifrei Torah, or Mitbechos HaSfar, or bath towels, in all three of those cases, ein bahem mishum kilayim. There is no problem of kilayim. They are allowed to be made out of wool and linen together. And that's because we know that when it comes to shatnez, it's only a problem when you wear it as clothing or when you drape it over yourself and you cover yourself with it like a blanket. But hand towels, you're simply wiping your hands with them. When it comes to a Sefer Torah covering, you're just covering a Sefer Torah. When it comes to a bath towel, you're simply drying off or wiping your body off with that towel. That is not the function of clothing. That is not the function of a blanket, and therefore they are allowed to be made out of wool and linen together. But Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer prohibits it. Why? Because oftentimes, even though the primary purpose is not as clothing and is not as a sort of covering like a blanket, there are still times in which they do function in that capacity. For example, a hand towel, you might end up covering your hands or covering a part of your body to warm it up. When it comes to a cover of a Sefer Torah, we often see Gabbaim in shul take the cover of the Sefer Torah off and they'll put it somewhere else. They'll pull it either on the side of the bima, but if there isn't room, they might give it to someone sitting on the side and the person might put it on their laps and that will warm them up. That would be like a blanket. Or Mitbechos HaSfag, when it comes to a bath towel, I'm sure you've all experienced this, we often will drape ourselves with a towel or we'll cover up our bottom halves with a towel, almost like we are wearing it. And that, therefore, would function like clothing or function like a blanket. So Rabbi Eliezer would say it is prohibited, even though its primary function is not as clothing and is not to cover oneself. Still, we do that sometimes and therefore be prohibited. And we do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We do not allow any of those three things to be made out of wool and linen together. Finally, for this first Mishnah, umitbechos hasaparim, when it comes to the cloths or the aprons that barbers use, right, to cover, and apparently they used what they used back then is very similar to what we use now. We cover ourselves with this apron to make sure that hair doesn't get on ourselves. Asuros mishum kilam, that is also prohibited for kilam, meaning they cannot be made out of wool and linen together, because even though the primary function is to stop hair from getting in ourselves, to make a barrier between us and the falling hair, still, you're wearing it, so it's like clothing or like perhaps a blanket that is covering you, and therefore it cannot be made out of wool and linen together. Now, Mishnah Dalet, Tachrichei Hames, when it comes to shrouds that we put on a corpse, on one who is dead, Umar Das Shalchamo, or a saddle for a donkey, in both of those cases, Ein Bahem Mishum Kilayim, there is no problem of Kilayim, they can be made out of wool and linen together. By Tachrichei Hames, by shrouds, that's because when it comes to someone who's dead, we know that a mace, one who is no longer living, is not chayav in any mitzvos. Mitzvos do not apply to someone who is already dead, and therefore there's no problem with the mace to wear wool and linen together, and we can even make it lechatchila. We can make it even initially. There's no problem even making shrouds out of wool and linen for a mace. Again, a mace is not chayav in any mitzvos. And Umardas Shalchamor, the reason that a saddle is allowed to be made out of wool and linen together is because we learned yesterday, when it comes to cushions, when it comes to mats, we are allowed to put our weight on shatnez. We're allowed to sit on it or lean on it or rest on it. And we did learn yesterday that generally when it comes to cushions, we should not put our bare skin on it, because even though you're allowed to sit or lean on shatnez, there's a possibility that the cushion, for example, will start to fray and the threads will drape over you and that will be like a blanket. So to prevent that, we don't put our bare skin on shatnez. But when it comes to a saddle, we don't have to worry about that, because a saddle is made out of much harder material. It is very unlikely that it'll start to fray and drape over you, and therefore you are allowed to use a saddle made out of wool and linen, and even your bare skin would be allowed to touch it. Finally, you should not put the saddle on your shoulder. If you're carrying something on it, if you're carrying it, whatever it is, that would be like wearing it. Even if you are putting manure on top of it, imagine you're using it to transport manure. You don't want to put the manure directly on your shoulder, or because the function of a saddle would be much easier, you can just transport it. It'll stay in one place. It might be a good tool for transporting sand or manure. The halacha is still, that would be considered, even though the function, again, is not wearing it, the function is still simply making a separation between you and the manure, still, that would not be allowed, because it is functioning as clothing. It's something that is covering you, and therefore that would not be allowed. We'll continue with Mishnah Hay tomorrow.